One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
I'm the best. Be doing it, doing it. This
We're
is the
best podcast. Doing it, doing it. We're the
best podcast.
We're the best
podcast.
We're the best.
I think you always have to start your day with, even though some might call you ignorant, you have to start your day with just hyping yourself up. Like, yes, we may be 10,000 out of the, on the list of podcasts on Apple, but who cares? We are
Jacob,
the best podcast.
We're the number, we broke 10,000. We're now number 9,421.
Out of all the podcasts?
Yeah. High five.
Oh my gosh.
Bro Show moving up.
I know. I've always emailed Apple ever since we started this podcast saying, you guys limit everyone because you only put the first 200 top podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, why don't you expand it to 10,000?
Oh, I know. You just keep scrolling for so many pages. But yeah. We actually, not trying to brag, but when the Bro Show, when back when it was Bros for Hoes, we first announced the pod, hit the interwebs. We were in that top 200 list.
I remember, like, creating my rap voice saying everyone thought I would lose, but now I'm
know,
top 200
like,
on
now
Forbes.
They always say congratulations. It's like all these people from my past were talking to me saying saw you on the charts, and I was like, we're on the chart. But so, I've been wanting so badly for us to get on the charts again, like 199, something like that, because I wanted to screenshot it and tweet it saying like Bro Show on the charts, ain't expect that.
So if you're on Apple,
Cardi B lyric.
So with the Apple podcasts, I thought when we were at like number 50 or whatever, I thought we were literally getting the most listeners out of all these people. But I think it works like new listeners.
No, I think
stuff.
It's based on ratings. So like you guys, if you've been listening and you haven't rated it, that's like going to a restaurant and you haven't paid. And like you're kind of stealing food. It's like, please just give us a 5-star. Get us on the charts, you know?
I know. So then like we can finally take photos of it and just, like, send it to every company.
Oh, my God. For the background, if you guys are watching the video, we do have a whole new collage of beauty back here.
Wait, can our goal for this week be to get to 199 at least, or even 200, so then I can take a screenshot, post it on the wall, and for the next podcast, we can just keep saying, we made it to number 200.
But I don't know for sure if it's, I think it's based on new ratings. Because whenever you listen to podcasts, do you ever notice that they always say, please give us a rating. It helps us a lot. Like, I think it might have to do with ratings.
Oh, then, yeah, I feel like that does have to do a lot about it.
So if you haven't already, leave a 5-star review, a glowing review, and the Bro Show on the charts, the billboard.
Oh my gosh. Exciting things are coming. Big moves every day. Meetings every day.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be like the typical influencers now, just like on Insta stories being like, another meeting, special announcement.
I'm just so excited to post the boomerang of showing my computer than me.
And I'm saying, ugh, so many meetings.
I know, saying
I'm
wish-
stressed. Wait, but, I have everyone has this theory, but like I think it is true. Those people who are on Insta story pretending like their life is so crazy, it's like, come on now. You're a vlogger. Like it is crazy, but like it isn't that crazy.
Yeah, I've thought that many
like,
times.
Like I feel like if you want so badly for everyone to think you're so busy, you aren't that busy. But you know what I mean? If like you want so badly for everyone to know.
Yeah. Oh, it goes with so many things with social media. Like, always posting about your relationship. It's kind of like, just admit you guys aren't actually dating.
Oh, yeah. Because every single day I'm going to say, oh, he took my phone and took this or something. You know, oh, took this photo. But, or like, oh my God, people on social media and they say like, wait, you, some of you guys out there are actually getting 8 hours of sleep. I wish I had the time.
Oh, I've
you guys
seen
are so
that.
Lucky. And it's like, what are you doing? Like,
who posted that? I know a few people, but I don't know
I just,
who I'm
I've heard of people
of.
Just saying, like, I can't believe some of you guys can fit that into your day. Like, I'm just too busy.
I listened to Joe Rogan and Elon Musk's. I'm just going to say that.
Musk's podcast?
Yeah, the first one. And Elon Musk said he gets 4 hours of sleep. I don't know if I'm a low-functioning human being, but I'm not joking. If I get 6 or less hours, I need at least 7 hours of sleep to be in a good, joyful mood. I know. Yeah, I can be alive on 4 hours, but most likely when you talk to me, I'm going to be a little bit spicy.
I'll be a little bit violent.
Yeah.
Like physically violent, verbally violent. Like I do think maybe certain people, they're just wired differently. Like maybe they can only sleep for 4 hours, but I feel like you still, are they actually only sleeping for 4 hours? Like, does Elon Musk, like, I guess with him, I get it. Like, he has so many different companies. He has Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, the Boring Company.
Yeah, the Boring Company.
And also just on top of that, dating Grimes, posting problematic tweets. Like, there's a lot of stuff to take up his time. So for him, I get it. But someone who just is like running a YouTube channel, it's like, you can sleep more than 4 hours. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe not.
I want to know. Oh, what I was going to say, actually. I don't know why I started with I want to know. I was going to say, I think I know the hack to being awake every day. I haven't ever followed it, but let me start out with the basis of this hack. I feel like it's going to be this is going to be in science books in the future, so I'm just going to start
life
with the
hack
thesis.
By Jacob.
Have you noticed, first of all, I'm going to start with what do they call it when you're writing an
essay? Oh my God, you're doing like a hook.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I love when you start with a question that kind of gets you hooked.
Have you noticed when you wake up really early on a random day, one day you're more awake that day? Please say yes.
I want to say yes, but like I'm thinking no, because like days of the airport where like when you have a flight at 5 a.m. and you have to wake up at 3, like those are bad mood days for me.
Oh, maybe this is only for
but
me.
But for you, but maybe I'm doing it wrong. What happens if you wake up early?
So a couple months ago, we went on a road trip and I woke up at 6 and I never wake up at 6, but I was like, I'm awake the whole day. What the F? I need to start waking up at 6.
Yeah.
So I think the hack to being awake every day is waking up at different times every day. For example, one day wake up at 6, one day wake up at 7, one day wake up at 8:30, the next day wake up at 5:30, switching it up. So then your circadian rhythm is going to be mixed up, which is good because when you're confused, you never know what's going on, which is good because then you'll be awake.
Maybe that is a thing, though, because our mom worked nights in the hospital and like, but she doesn't like, I think a lot of people, if they work nights, they're like, okay, I'm just going to, even on days off, I'll stay awake at night to like keep it all like in a schedule. But our mom, like on her days off from working nights, she goes back to being a regular person, like being awake during the day. Like her body clock is just freaked out, but she always seems awake, but she also drinks about 13 cups of coffee a day. Maybe that's the key.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, we're both products of our mom, but somehow I don't get how she does it. I don't get how she sometimes only sleeps 4 hours, especially when we were kids yelling and being annoying.
Yeah, I would have been so stressed with that. Changing sleep schedules, 8 kids, trying to keep your marriage alive, mowing the lawn, which she likes doing, like other people have offered, but
going
she wants to do.
Going on a run every day.
She runs every day.
Going on a walk sometimes.
And also just like somehow keeping up a relationship with 8 kids, that alone would stress me out. Because like even being a sibling in the 8 kids, like if I had to literally, like obviously I know everyone in the family and I talk to them, but like if I had to like check in on everyone like every few days, that would be so annoying. But like she somehow, like I think at least she calls, like somehow she knows what everyone's doing. Like how many people does she have to call a day?
She keeps track of 3 of them and those 3 are the owners of the rest, you
know? So then they kind of update her.
Yeah, so then like it just is like how in society, like, the powerful people, like, know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, okay, we're going to pay these people and stuff.
But should we talk about our new collage back here or just kind of leave it up for interpretation? It's sort of just stuff Actually, most of this was, it's either from Michael's or a lot of it was found in my Twitter folder. Because on your iPhone, like, it makes the folder for stuff you saved from Twitter.
Reaction pictures?
Yeah. Bro of the week.
Lucas told me that his consensus about Lindsay Lohan DMing him is that it was her manager.
Oh, yeah, we're looking at the Lindsay Lohan mugshot hung up behind me.
Do you still stand by that? Because when she first DM'd you, it was kind of mixed, Joe. But then weeks went by, and then you concluded that it wasn't her.
If you guys know, Lindsay Lohan did DM me, what was it, like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
But, and I was excited. I was kind of confused. I was like, how is Lindsay Lohan DMing me? But then it's came to the point where either Lindsay Lohan is just really active on Twitter, or she has a social media person who manages it and just follows people who are fans of her, which is a smart idea, you know?
Yeah, I get big on the Twitter.
Because what made it feel not special was I was like, she doesn't follow that many people, and she's following me. This is so weird. But then I follow all these other gay people, and it seemed like every week a new gay person was tweeting saying, what the hell? Lindsay Lohan's following me. Like, I think she just decided that she hired a gay intern, and the gay intern is following all the gays.
She might be a YouTube stan.
Or maybe Lindsay Lohan literally is just a fan of all the gays. We aren't sure, but I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. And then she asked me, she DM'd me saying, by the way, like, I would love it if you did the Back to Me Lindsay Lohan lyric challenge. And it's like, I don't think Lindsay Lohan wanted me to do the Back to Me lyric challenge. It was just a social media person.
She hasn't uploaded it yet.
I know. Me and video. Jacob, we did a whole challenge.
It's still up on the Twitter of the YouTube, of the podcast.
Yeah, we posted it on the podcast Twitter. But who knows? Maybe it is Lindsay. I just don't know what to believe.
I get both sides. Like, it obviously could be whole, but
yeah,
I get why you're leaning towards it's not whole.
I just have to, I wish it was good, but some stuff is so good that it's too good to be true. But I do think that maybe the gay intern texts Lindsay and says, are you okay with me following this person? And she says, just looks at it briefly, like for half a second, says, okay, sure, like I don't care. You know what I mean? So yeah. she did approve of the following.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Back to the background. We also have some subliminal messages to go into your mind to help world. Like, we love our planet and let yourself grow.
I just realized how hypocritical the We Love Our Planet is as we have useless paper that we printed out.
Also, how we're drinking out of cans that we're going to throw in the
trash.
Oh,
these are recyclable.
But yeah. I mean, yeah. But I've heard people say, and don't say that, why are you spreading misinformation? Because I'm just saying what other people have told me. Have you heard people say recycling doesn't do anything?
Wait, I've never heard this.
I've heard it a few times about something about recycling doesn't actually do anything. It helps a little bit, but not minimal. I don't know.
Wait, so they don't actually recycle everything?
Something about how when you recycle stuff, I forgot. Like,
but somebody,
I just remember people telling me that before.
But I feel like you might have to take that with a grain of salt, because every now and then people who don't like exercising will tweet out saying, they did a study and running leads to death. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true. So just keep recycling, but it's good for the planet.
Oh, we have an update for the pod. If you've been listening all summer throughout the quarantine, we did have a lesbian quarantine drama where these two ex-girlfriends, they were living together, stuck in a studio apartment, I think. They hated each other. They'd broken up, but they couldn't leave because they were quarantined. And I forgot what the exact details were, but somehow they were both stuck there and it was miserable.
Yeah, we were all loving this story.
Yeah, and we even tried to help her by saying, like, maybe be the first person to lend out an olive tree branch, make a joke of it, just say, this does suck. We were both in a romantic relationship with each other. It ended. But, like, why do we have to be miserable, you know? But she tried that, and she said her ex-girlfriend was still just, you know, being a little bit mean, not taking it lightheartedly. And I actually reached out to her because I said, wait, what's the update? Like, you haven't given us another update. She said, they've moved out. They're separated. They're in different living situations and they cut off the Band-Aid and they don't have to deal with it anymore. So if any of you guys were wondering, what's the quarantine ex-girlfriends? Are they still stuck together in a studio apartment? The answer is no. They're free.
I'm happy for her.
I know. I'm happy she got out of the toxic situation.
And she tried. Like, she gave it her best effort. It wasn't like she just was, bye, boo. It was like, I'm going to try, but then if it doesn't work, you know, just like people say, if you try and it doesn't work a few times, you're insane.
Oh, doing the same thing, expecting a different result?
Yeah. yeah, but I think it's good that it...
little sad because I thought maybe it would have been a thing where girlfriends in love, break up, and stuck in a quarantine. Isn't this the perfect situation for a romantic comedy? Because romantic comedies, they always hate each other at the beginning.
Yeah, and then they'd fall in love.
Yeah, so I thought it would be like they hate each other. Then like they would start, you know, rekindling the romance. And like slowly, because they're forced to be in quarantine, they'd realize, wait, we actually... we love each other, and why did we ever let this go? And like, we had such a special thing, but unfortunately, it didn't happen, and it wasn't meant to be. And F the ex girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody also emailed. We'll do a little bit of email chat.
First, let's do a quick little ASMR and say someone's feeling nervous.
You want me
nervous.
To hold your mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you hear the fizz? Can I take the first sip? Okay. If any of you guys got thirsty, that's because we're drinking LaCroix, the first sponsor.
Oh my gosh. So LaCroix actually gives money to some great foundations like the Albies Foundation because they're almost out of business and we want to keep them in business.
Yeah, LaCroix strongly stands against recycling.
Yeah, they said, like, what's the point? Which, like, I mean, I don't necessarily stand
for it. Yeah, because LaCroix's whole thing is, like, of course recycle. Like, if you want to. But they said at the same time, like, are we going to be alive when the consequences happen? Like, doesn't, like, no. So should we be stressed? No.
I think since, yeah, this is my opinion on the stance. I think it's fine that they believe this because it's not like they're taking such a bold stance. It's kind of just like they just have their own opinion and like whether I agree with it or not, I'll just let them keep doing it, I guess.
Okay, our lawyer who's always in the corner, he gave us a signal telling us to let you guys know that's a joke. LaCroix isn't sponsoring the podcast. We don't want to get sued, and
We made up that whole story.
And I don't know if they're against recycling, but I'm assuming they aren't.
And also, I don't think they donate to Albies, and I don't even think Albies is going out of business.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm kind of glad that this podcast doesn't get, like, 2 million listens an episode, only 1 million listens an episode. Because if we got 2 million, you know people would, like, be tweeting Albies and, like, we'd get sued by them.
Yeah, we'd get sued. We would have been sued by now.
Thank God we only have 1 million listens.
I know. Only 1 mil. But, I feel burp. Okay. Anyway, somebody emailed us. This is a little bit of a self-help section. Somebody emailed us and asked, what's, like, the advice on starting a pod? Like, what's the equipment to buy? Is there an investment? What are the steps? And we're just going to do a little mini, like, if you want to start a pod, if you want to start a YouTube channel, these are some tips, helpful tips from the pros.
Oh, like, my gosh, yeah.
At first, we thought about it, and we talked about it with our lawyer, and we thought, like, oh, we shouldn't give our tips away because then everyone will get successful like us. But then we thought, you know what? The more the merrier. There's room for everyone. Do you believe that?
There's room for everyone?
Yeah. Like, let everyone get big. Let another bros podcast blow up. Let other gay brothers do online content. There's enough room to go around.
Not even joking to be like, I'm so positive, but I honestly think even if you're stressed because someone's so similar to you and like they're growing as fast as you or whatever you're stressed about, or just in any business, but I feel like it honestly there's enough room for everyone.
Yeah, at least in online. Like if you work at a specific company and you're fighting for the exact same promotion, like unfortunately there is only enough room for the one.
Oh, yeah.
But in the social media world, there's 100% room for everyone.
Same with businesses. I don't know about every business, but I'm just thinking about like fast food or even just a business that sells clothes. There's always going to be enough room as long as you find an audience for
it. Yeah, there's a niche for everyone. And you're never, if you're authentically doing something as you and you're not like really trying really hard to be like someone else, then no one can do it like you. You're the number one you.
Da, 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 da.
JoJo Siwa. Stream it now. But when I was younger, I've been doing online stuff since I was like 12. Like throughout my teenage years, remember, I did think there wasn't room for everyone. So I would get stressed if I saw other people blowing up because I was like, oh my God, like there's only enough room for one person. And like, now that they're big, I can't also be successful.
But, yeah, I feel like so many people have that mindset.
Yeah, but you know, I worked through it and yeah, there's room for everyone, you guys.
Because I guess in certain aspects, like, so like PewDiePie, he is the number one YouTuber.
Yeah.
And like, there is only room for one number one YouTuber, I guess.
That is true. If you're going by the stats. But there room for other people to have a huge audience? Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not taking away from everyone can succeed.
So yeah, that being said, for any of you guys, tips. We actually started our podcast very cheap. We still don't spend any money on it. Our microphones were Audio Technica. You can buy these on Amazon. They're like $60 a microphone.
I think like even 40.
Yeah, and it's Audio Technica USB/XLR microphones. You can literally just plug it into your laptop if you wanted.
Yeah, they're actually like really good too.
Yeah, they're so good. Like when you're talking far away, like if you have echo, it doesn't really matter. If like people are in your room, house are like fighting, stuff like that, you won't really be able to hear it.
It's so funny because talking about helping other people with podcasts, people have DM'd me and said like, what microphone do you use? And then I told them like, I honestly don't know. It's like one from Amazon that was like around $40. And it's like,
so unhelpful.
I know. It's like, you aren't helping me one bit, but it's like, thanks for responding, I guess.
But so if you're just doing it on your laptop, that'd be so cheap. Just plug it in with a USB, this Audio Technica. But we do use an audio system that was like $200, but you don't need to use this.
Yeah, you could just do it. Well, when we first started, we did it over Zencastr.
Oh, Zencastr. A lot of people have also asked that, like, how can I do a podcast with someone who I'm not physically with? We use Zencastr.com, and we plugged in our USB mics into our laptops, and that's how we did it.
Yeah, and Zencastr has the thing what, like, equalizes all the audios.
Yeah. And then to upload, you can just use one of the podcasting hosting websites, and, you know, that's all you really need to know.
Oh, yeah, and then if you want to upload it on YouTube, you can film it, and then synchronize the audio and video, and then boom, it's a video podcast.
What advice do you have for someone who says they want advice on starting a YouTube channel?
I think my advice is just do what you actually want to do. And if it's like being funny or whatever, or comedy, just do what you think is funny. And I know other people think it's funny.
Yeah, because the worst thing that would happen is like, imagine if you were following like hardcore trends and then you get so big, like doing something you don't want to even do. So like, you want to actually do stuff that you're interested in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you can follow the trends, but as long as you like really. Like,
also, I'm sure you have an iPhone or a Droid or some sort of cell phone. Just use that as your camera. I know so many YouTubers who like even if they're like have millions of subscribers, they still use their iPhone.
Oh yeah, I was so surprised because there was this one YouTuber that. Her videos are such good quality.
Michaela Long.
Yeah. And then I asked Lucas what camera she uses because they like kind of know each other. And then Lucas told me like she just uses her iPhone. And yeah. I was like, what the F? This quality is so good.
Yeah. So you don't really need to and get some fancy camera, you know?
Yeah. A smartphone's fine.
And just do it, you know? There's not really have to, you know, plan it for months. Just hop on in and don't overthink it, honey.
Yeah, for sure don't overthink it. I think that's a big thing. Just kind of do what you want. And then like if I started a YouTube channel and I never started one before, I'd probably keep it on the down low for a few months and then I'd make it.
Oh,
like,
I was so embarrassed to have a YouTube channel. This is before YouTube was even a thing when I was in middle school. Like when people at my school found out about my YouTube channel, I was so embarrassed, like mortified.
Same with me. I thought for some reason it was so embarrassing.
I know, because I was doing all these weird characters. Like, it was just so embarrassing.
I remember one time I posted this video on Instagram. It's still on my Instagram of me in that clown wig. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, we have this clown wig, and it was just me messing around. And this guy somehow found it in my class when I was in sixth grade. And there was like a month straight where every day at lunch he would just joke around about it. And I was actually like offended.
Oh.
And it was so awkward.
It's so funny because in middle school, I remember kids in my class literally were like, the videos are so funny. Like, I love it. Like, they weren't even mean. They were just like, that's so funny that you do that. Like, just thinking it was funny. But I was still like, oh my God, this is the end of my life. Like, should I switch schools? Should I change my name? Should I get homeschooled? I really wish it could have been like Hannah Montana, where like at school, nobody knew, you know?
Oh,
that's why. That would be cool. Do a disguise.
Do a character that doesn't even look like you.
Yes, and it actually can live the Hannah Montana dream.
Yeah. But you're famous, but you're also a normal kid.
Yeah, normal.
Also, I want to do a FAQ, frequently asked questions.
About YouTube?
This actually isn't an FAQ. It just is me doing a PSA.
Oh, okay.
So I have two zits by my lips.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you guys know.
It kind of is a snake bite look.
That's what Dad said.
He did.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know.
They're the really painful on the lip zits.
Well, when you're popping them, water does come out of your eye.
On the lip clit. On the lip zit. Clit. That slipped out. But on the lip zits. Like those, yeah, when you pop them, you cry.
I know. And it feels like the end of the world. And also another thing I want to say is that I've been listening to podcasts when I go to sleep. So finally, I understand the people that say, I listen to your podcast when I fall asleep. Because I always found that mean. I was like, why are you listening to us when you've had a sleep? But I understand now.
Who have you been your frequent podcasts that you listen to?
Grace Helbig.
Not Too Deep.
And this other girl.
Wasn't it Jeanette McCurdy?
Oh, Jeanette McCurdy, yeah.
I haven't listened to hers yet.
She has like two episodes out. They're interesting. I actually want to say that other girl. Who Kelsey Dara.
Wait, let me see. Oh, I've never seen it. It's Confidently Insecure.
Yeah, her podcast is good.
Was it like self-help?
The episodes that I listened to was it was actually called the Big Anal episode.
What? You went to sleep listening to the Big Anal episode?
It was just like where she brought in a straight guy, a gay guy, and then her boyfriend, and they just talked about anal.
Sounds interesting.
I don't know. Like, I had to say, I don't know what it mean. Like, I don't even know why I was listening to that. Found it so interesting though. So like, that's so funny.
Just like, oh yeah, I go to sleep listening to podcasts. I'm like, oh, what'd you listen to last night? Just a podcast about all of the different sexualities and how they have anal.
I wonder how it affected my dreams.
Oh yeah. I haven't ever listened to podcast going to sleep or anything like that.
Yeah, this is my first time doing that.
Because, like, what happens? Like, do you lay your head down, listen to the music, and then drift to sleep? Like, I think maybe I'd be, like, too into the podcast. Or, like, then when you listen to the podcast again, do you go back to that episode, like, where you last remember? Or do you just say, like, I already heard it?
Yeah, I feel like I would fall asleep after, like, the first 20 minutes. And I'd love those 20 minutes.
But does it go to another podcast? I think it autoplays.
Whenever I do it, I wake up and nothing's playing.
Oh, maybe it doesn't autoplay.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but I sometimes re-listen to the episode to see, watch the rest.
So it's all of a sudden you just fall asleep. Their words just lull you to sleep?
Yeah.
Are they ever part of your dream?
No, I don't remember that happening. Yeah, not yet.
Okay. We have somebody emailed us and said, my family doesn't want me sugar baby. It says, my family doesn't want me sugar baby. I think they mean my family doesn't want me to be a sugar baby.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the drama?
Yeah.
It said, so, spill. I want to be a sugar baby and I want to get a sugar daddy instead of like working. My mom has just kind of accepted it. But whenever I mention it to any other adult, especially women, they always say, you could be a CEO. You can work for yourself. Don't doubt your ability to make money. You could be a successful businesswoman. Shut the F up. Like, I don't know how to respond to these people because it's not that I don't believe in myself. I just don't want to work. I don't enjoy it. Being a CEO sounds boring as fuck. I just want to get massages in my Lululemons and Chanel No. 5 all day. I need your advice on how I should come out to people as an aspiring sugar baby. Do you believe this? A lot of these, I'm like, is it a troll? Like, I think 50% of our emails are pranks.
Yeah, and it's funny, but then it's also like, what do I believe? Because there's so many things. Like, I ask people questions on Instagram, and I bet 70% of them are trolling.
But should we just pretend it's real?
Yeah.
I guess you just would have to accept that if you're telling people, I want to be a sugar baby for a living, obviously you're going to be met with criticism, because that just kind of, it's controversial, you know?
Yeah, I think there's so many controversial career paths, like porn star, even being okay, so if you're like 16 and you tell your parents, I want to be an actor, it just seems so unrealistic. So yeah, it's like controversial.
But I guess I don't really know what to say. I mean, if that's literally their life goal to be a sugar baby, I guess just do what you want and don't listen to others.
Yeah, my advice would just be, if you actually want to be a sugar baby, and that's because you just hate walking and you want to be in your Lululemons all day, is just...
But I guess the mom and stuff is, they're probably stressed out because they're like, what if the sugar daddy breaks up with you? You don't have anything to fall back on. So maybe, I don't know if you've gone to college already. Oh crap, the camera turned off. Shit.
I think I know what you'd have to do. It would take a while because you need to prove to them that it's like a real source of income. That would be the solution. So if, for example, your sugar daddy paid you $4,000 a month, if you showed your parents that and said, I'm saving like most of it, they would probably actually be like, oh, as long as it's safe, then it's a real source of income, and like technically it's a job.
But I would think, I don't know if you've gone to college yet or not, get a sugar daddy to pay your way through college so at least you can have a backup plan.
Oh, so then you can still live your life as a sugar baby, but if for some reason he drops you and you have no money saved, do the casual job that you went to college
for.
Go
to be a chiropractor like you've been studying for. You know?
Yeah.
Open the veterinarian clinic.
Because honestly, I've watched documentaries about sugar daddies, but I don't get how realistic it is to like fully be one. But I don't know that much about it. So yeah, I mean, you should try it. If you really want to try it, then I guess try it.
You know, just do some soul searching and we believe in you. But what was I going to say? Oh, if any of our listeners live in Thailand, I just want you guys to, like, I hope you guys are all doing well, because apparently sex monkeys have taken over a Thai city, banging, destroying things, and just people are scared. They can't leave their homes. The number of them is growing because they keep banging. They're multiplying. This article that I read said within a blink of an eye, there are more monkeys. There's so many babies. They're just banging, reproducing. Nobody knows how to control them.
This is the monkeys are having a boomer moment. How when like people got back from the war in the U.S.,
oh, yeah,
they had a bunch of sex. That's what the monkeys are
but
doing.
But I honestly don't know what they're going to do, because they literally said that some of the monkeys are eating themselves to death. Because like, I guess they said the director of regional office... of the Regional Office of Wildlife Conservation said the monkeys are never hungry. They're just like children who eat too much KFC. That was his direct quote. The monkeys are never hungry, just like children who eat too much KFC. But apparently, I think what he means is like, they never stop being hungry. Like, they just will keep, they're eating themselves to literal death.
So they're just eating to death and having sex to death?
Yeah, and it literally said, a local officer said that they're using slingshots to try to scare the monkeys, but it's not working. And locals are now afraid to leave their homes, fearing attack from the sex monkeys.
I mean, this sucks for the humans that are involved.
I
but
know.
At the same time, the monkeys need a space.
I know, like, that's the thing is, like, this is their earth, too.
Yeah, I guess if there's literally so many of them, the only way to stop it would just be a sad death of all of them.
That's what I don't get.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was thinking.
Will it get to the point where they're just going to say, like, unfortunately, I have to put a bomb?
That's what I was thinking was the only way to stop it, which I'm not saying, like, this is the only thing that you can do, but you have to put a bomb down that only kills monkeys.
I know.
And it's sad, but, I mean, I don't know what you guys should do, and I think the monkey should live peacefully.
I just don't know what the solution's going
to
be.
I know. I need to hear an update for sure.
And it said locals are terrified of the McKeeks. That's the monkey name. Hi. They've taken over an abandoned movie theater. Any human who has attempted to enter the abandoned movie theater has been attacked. So like, they try to come in and say like, listen guys, like, you need to leave. Or, like, just try to calm every of the monkeys down, but they get attacked. And there's 6,000 of them, and every day it's more.
6,000 of them? Apparently. Wait, how big of, like, a city is this?
I don't know, but I'm scared. And then they said, that's basically it. That's all the information from the article is, like, they're just taken over, and, yeah, I don't know how it's going to stop.
Sometimes it feels like spiders are taking over where I live, but this is a whole nother level.
I know. So, like, not only is there a pandemic going on, just horrible things going on, but, like, sex monkeys have taken over a city.
Yeah, I mean,
every day it's something new.
Yeah, I think the monkeys should be able to have sex peacefully. I want to go to Thailand and be proud of the crew of people that's trying to solve it. Because I feel like I have an idea.
To get violent?
I don't want it to, because I want the monkeys to live.
Oh, could they, like, lead a trail of food back to, like, the forest, the jungle?
I can't believe we're psychic, Lucas.
What?
We said a couple of podcasts ago, well, obviously psychic, as everyone knows. What if snakes tried to start a society? This is a form of that in a way.
We manifested it.
The monkeys are trying to start a society, and this is the breaking point. Are the humans going to let them start the society, or are the humans going to break that shit apart?
Because now that I'm actually thinking about this, it says that they've taken over an abandoned movie theater. They didn't break into anyone's home. They didn't break a thriving business. They went into the movie theater and said, hey, like, I'm pretty sure this is abandoned. Like, let's just go in here. Like, at least they didn't take over. They're just trying to do their best, you know?
Yeah, also, monkeys are intelligent, I'm pretty sure. So, I think, yeah, they're aware, like Lucas said, this is abandoned. We aren't trying to cause any chaos. We just want a little orgy place.
And when a human walks in, of course they're going to be attacked. The same way you'd attack someone if they entered your home, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to understand the monkey's point of view. And although we can't speak the same language, there's a language barrier there. It doesn't matter, because love is the ultimate language.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know what should happen, but I think I would say just, if they're going to be contained in the movie theater, just let them.
Are people dying, though? Because if people are dying,
I don't think anyone's died. They've been attacked, physically assaulted, but I don't think anyone's been dead yet.
Blessed to the people that have been assaulted.
But if you're part of that city and, like, you have better information, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, is this like a case of the killer hornets, though? Well, people exaggerate it.
Yeah, it was only on The Sun that reported about this.
I mean, yeah, who knows?
But also, I don't know what I follow on Reddit, because I found that on Reddit, the sex monkey thing. It was just on my Reddit. And then also on my Reddit, I found how porcupines bang each other without hurting each other, because they're made of horns. They're made of porkies. They're made of pines. How do they do that? I know. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
So, they don't really bang that often. So the girl's vag is closed, I guess, for most of the year. But when a male wants to open it, he urinates on her vagina. It opens it up. And then her prickly porcupine bits go down, and then they can pork.
Where do his porcupines go?
I think his stay.
So does that poke hole?
Maybe it's like she likes it. I don't know.
Oh. I mean, it's so crazy, because you only think about humans having sex, but then they do it in different ways. That's so crazy, though, how they do that. They pee on the vag, the guys do. Do you think a girl can pee on the vag and it opens, or is it only like guys?
Doesn't she pee every time?
What do you mean?
Wait, what do you mean?
No, if another girl peed on another girl's vag.
I don't know. I don't know if there's lesbian activity.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be curious to know. This morning, it randomly popped in my mind about how I've heard many stories about kids seeing ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Or just seeing supernatural beings, like demons and stuff. Have you heard stories about this, though?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it in the pod before.
We have?
Yeah, like they did some major university is studying it.
Oh, and it's also kind of common, because I even found a book where it's trying to, like, help your child get out of fear from, like, seeing these ghosts.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so it's, like, not like a crazy thing. It's actually kind of common.
Ew. Because, like, apparently, isn't that good? Kids, it's like a common thing, like, oh, kids have their imaginary friend. Like, do you think a lot of times it's just like, oh, it's a ghost?
But, okay, so I found a bunch of stories on Reddit, and there was a bunch about kids seeing their grandparents. Because they would say the nickname that their parents would call their grand. So oh your God. Mom like would call them like Mimi, and then the kid would say Mimi. And
before anyone had ever told them.
Yeah, and then they look in the corner of the room. So it's kind of, obviously that's
creepy.
Weird. Yeah.
Wait, so like when did they grow out of it?
Probably when they're like 5. I don't really know.
Oh my God, what the hell?
I know. This is like one of the reasons why I never having kids. That's scary.
I know, like demon kids.
Yeah, and if anyone can see ghosts, I believe that kids can.
Yeah, if anyone could, I'd believe them because they're just like so open-minded and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and like when you're 2 and 3 and 4, I feel like you're just in a different world.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a different mindset or whatever. Okay, so this is one of the stories.
Oh my God.
When I was 3, we lived in a house in Elglen, Illinois. I'm actually just going to summarize this story.
Yeah.
Okay, so the story is, this kid wasn't allowed in the basement because of fumes and they just couldn't go down there. Because
of fumes?
Well, he just couldn't go down there, basically.
Okay.
So his parents would only let him sit on the top staircase because it was dangerous for him to be down there.
Yeah.
But when he was a child, he used to hear these two men talk in the basement and he would tell his parents about it.
Yeah.
And that's basically how the story is. But it's just creepy because he remembers vividly him being on the top staircase and hearing these two men talk. And he would tell his parents about it and his parents would be so scared.
That is a reason not to have kids.
Yeah, because even if they're imagining it, I don't want to hear about this because I believe the kid automatically.
Can you imagine you had a kid and you were like putting them to bed and they were like, oh, why do you always have to have friends over at night? And it's like, what? And they said, all the friends in the living room. Like, you are creepy. Like, I'm giving up for adoption. I don't want you.
And on this Reddit post, he says, they want shadow people, but literally shadows cast onto the wall by the light because there was one source of light. And he remembers seeing shadows, I guess. Have you heard about shadow people, though?
Yeah.
Our sister has told me about it. Yeah, this one is really creepy. That's scary. Weird. And no one was ever in the basement and stuff, so this one
is a poot. Remembers it from being a kid?
Yeah, and he said that their conversations were just fun.
So they were just like chilling in the basement partying?
Yeah, and I guess it just, looking back, it's creepy.
Oh, so like they weren't like being like, get out of the house or something like that. Yeah, they were just like, oh yeah, we're just gonna chill down here. Like, don't mind us.
It kind of makes it more believable that he didn't make it scary because when you're an adult and you think about ghosts, you get scared.
Yeah.
But since he was little, he just viewed it as a happy thing.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Maybe not ghosts, whatever you'd call this.
That made me think of like, we had a babysitter growing up. You didn't have her, but whenever we went to her house, we could never go in the basement.
Why?
Because I think her husband was either smoking cigarettes or I remember later I heard like maybe he was smoking weed, but I think it was cigarettes. So we could never go in the basement. Remember, like, I always wanted so badly to go down there because, like, their basement was so cool. It was, like, kind of like a bar. They had, like, a jukebox.
A dance floor?
Like, it was just, like, a cool, like, vibe down there. Like, I remember I did sneak down there. And she gets so mad. Like, you can't go down there. It's so bad for you.
Did you see two guys?
No, but, like, I think I was just in a cloud of smoke.
Oh, okay. Wait, so when I was little, I didn't see, I don't remember. So maybe it did happen, but I don't remember ever having ghost memories.
Neither. I feel like it must be rare because, like, otherwise you'd hear about it all the time.
But it seems like it's kind of popular.
I don't know, but like maybe like 1 in like 1,000 kids.
Yeah. Okay. This is another one. When my youngest son started speaking, my wife had a friend with a newborn. My son was constantly telling us what the friend's baby was saying and wanted, and he spoke to the baby more than anyone.
Wait, he could speak to a baby that was alive?
So basically, he could speak to a baby that was just born, and this happened when this person's son was little, but now that he's grown up, he just said he just knows what emotion they're feeling. But that is where that he could talk to his mom's friend's baby.
Oh my God!
Just
yeah.
Communicate with it.
I would think that because it's like, oh yeah, I'm still kind of like a baby, so like I can understand the baby. the baby babble language.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he was saying.
Oh my God, that reminded me. I don't know if this was Tyra Banks. I think it might have been Oprah, so it was a little bit more legit. But she had this person on, Oprah did, who apparently there was a baby language that, like, if you use on your kids, like, they'll still cry, obviously, but you'll always know what they're crying for. Apparently there's a baby language.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember being so, like, wowed. I watched it when I was, like, in, like, literally, like, in third grade.
Yeah.
Watching Oprah after school. But I remember, like, if the baby cries, like, I guess every time someone cries, like, you don't really notice because you just hear, oh, they're crying. But they're saying something. They either say, like, N-E-H or, like, A-H. And you're like, nah. Or they're like, nah. Or, ah. Or, like, they use, like, other words. Like, some of it meant, like, I want food. Some of it meant my stomach hurt. Some of it meant, like, oh, I just want attention and love. And they said, like, if you follow this, like, you'll just, your baby will be so much happier. But, like, you never hear about it. So maybe, it, like, they probably did studies and they were,
maybe,
like,
it wasn't actually real.
Yeah, they probably did studies and they're like, yeah, Oprah, maybe you should have done a little bit more research. But do you think that is true? Like, maybe there, do you think there is a specific cry that means something specific?
I believe it. It sounds pretty real.
I know, like, it's 2020. Like, why can't we speak to babies yet?
Yeah, oh, why can't babies just pop out speaking?
Yeah, it's 2020.
So with what you're saying, I guess it, this could not be scary in the baby just remembers what newborn language is.
Yeah.
If the newborn language is real.
I feel like Oprah knows.
Okay. This is another one. I was convinced that there was an invisible Wallace in my room ages 2 to 5. I couldn't go in unless I was forced to, and I'd be screaming about the Wallace the whole time. Once I settled down, though, the Wallace would disappear. Sorry for me mispronouncing Wallace. Okay, but then, this is when it gets weird. This isn't that scary, but it's just weird. He went back to his childhood bedroom years later, and he could feel the presence of the Wallace. Spooked the hell out of him. This is weird because I don't know, like,
wait,
what if there's just a dead ghost walrus?
Yeah, like,
in your
back
room?
Hundreds of years ago, where that house was, it was a walrus nest.
Yeah,
and a bunch of walruses died in that nest. Like, how come you don't hear more animal ghost stories?
That's true.
Like, animals have spirits. Maybe so why aren't we seeing Pomeranians?
Maybe since we're humans, we always just think it's a human, even though it could be a monkey.
Yeah. But then again, like, a few weeks ago, I was on a walk, Pomeranian on my side, and I saw a wolf. But, like, what if it was just a ghost?
Wait, you saw it, though?
I'm like, they saw the walrus.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so, like, it was a wolf.
There could be so many things that are ghosts.
Did I already talk about this on the podcast, how Luna almost died?
I think you might have.
Yeah, Luna almost died. We saw a coyote / wolf. But coyotes and wolves are the same thing, right?
Similar.
Tomato, tomato. Sweet potato, white potato.
Okay, the next one. We took my 3-year-old daughter to meet my wife's grandmother, who lived on the other side of the country. We walk into the house, and my daughter doesn't even look at her great-grandmother, but instead goes straight over to a picture of her great-great-grandmother, points at it, and says, "That's the lady who lives in my room. She's nice."
Okay.
That's just weird. This
Give
one's so believable
up.
To me. Maybe I'm just the opposite of a skeptic. I'm just so,
but, like,
believing.
That is creepy because, like, also kids, like, aren't watching horror movies, hopefully. So, like, they don't really know this creepy shit that you could just say to creep people out.
Yeah,
you know?
And I also believe it so much because when you get older, I feel like you learn how to lie. But when you're a kid, I feel like you don't know how to lie yet.
Yeah.
Or
but
luckily, just trying,
like,
to
most
scare
of these
people.
Stories seem, like, pretty positive. Like, the ghosts are just... Like, yes, if you're a parent, like, yes, your kids hang out with ghosts, but, like, they're kind of just happy.
Yeah, the kids aren't really scared of it most of the time.
Yeah, like, the ghosts are nice, apparently.
I don't know. That's just weird.
I remember me and one of our sisters, we were looking through grandma's old photo albums, which, like, kind of just seem haunted because, like, they're black and white and stuff.
Oh,
you know? So,
yeah.
Like, just, and everyone, you know, when you see people in those olden day clothes, it is haunted.
I've looked at those pictures so many times, and if it was nighttime, I don't know why, because they're just out. Great, like, cousins or whatever.
Creepy.
Just scary because they I wore these olden days clothes, and if I was back then, I would be so spooked out. If I was,
everyone
was
so effing dressed up back then.
Yeah, and it was just, it looked so formal.
I know, hair pinned back,
disgusting.
Yeah, stop. Put on some sweatpants and get on a couch. But remember, I was so excited because I, like, wanted to believe all this stuff was real, you know. And me and my sister were looking at them because we saw this photo of, like, I think it was, like, our great-grandparents' family or something. They were all stood, for some reason, a straight face, straight faced in these creepy ass old dresses, and behind them there was a floating head.
For real?
I remember we both saw it and we were like, oh my God. Like,
I swear,
do you remember this?
Told me about this.
Yeah, we were so scared. There. We were like, oh my God, like there's a freaking ghost captured on the camera. Because you know, people always say ghosts are captured on cameras.
Yeah.
And we were so effing scared. But then like when we told more people, they were just like, oh yeah, like you look at other photos, like the photos back then, like it wasn't like the way they printed them, like some other photos would get smeared on another photo. So like then we actually found the exact photo of the floating head.
Oh, that looked the exact same.
Yeah, so then we realized, oh, it just smudged. But I was so pissed because I was like, oh, I thought we could have gone on ghost stories on, you know, Discovery Channel.
Oh, yeah, and do a whole episode.
Oh, my God. A whole episode about seeing a photo.
I feel like ghosts, if they are real, visited or like were more visible and more frequent and more talkative back in those days than now, because we all have our phones and they don't want to be around us anymore.
Oh my God, this is what I used to think though. I remember what I used to, because whenever I was scared of ghosts, I remember thinking they're for sure not true because there's billions of people on the earth. Billions of people have died. And you're saying none of them have even tried to talk to us?
Oh, like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Like, the one thing that I don't understand is it would for sure have to be a thing where only some people become ghosts.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because you didn't even laugh, and that was something I used to say on open mics for stand-up comedy.
Oh, wait, for real?
Remember, I used to just try to do this whole joke that no one ever laughed at, being like, I don't believe ghosts because, like, none of them have ever talked to me, and, like, I'm pretty important, so, like, no one, but I like, never went over well, so.
Well, like, you didn't face it as, like, a joke. I feel like you made like, it serious.
Would you think that would be a good stand-up joke or no?
Well, like,
you're going to say no. Like, it's okay to flop.
No, I feel like if you attached a joke to it, it'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. Then I also went on to say, like, if ghosts were real, like, they would, like, hack into, like, the Oscars, you know? Like, when they said, like, and the best movie is, like, a ghost would just hack the microphone and be like, tit the boobs, you know?
Oh, you told... No, when you were... I remember one time you were telling me the jokes that you had in your stand-up thing, and I did think that one was funny.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Okay, this is the last one. There was a bunch, though, but... And I thought they were all interesting, but this... Someone said, my son will be quiet for ages in his room, and I'll think he's asleep. Then he'll start hysterically laughing. He's two. But then someone responded and said, mine is also two and does this. Sometimes at 2 a.m. it's freaky.
Oh.
So they're just sleeping and then they just randomly start laughing.
Oh.
That's just weird.
They're always having a good dream though, you know?
Oh, they're actually awake and they're just looking at someone talking.
Oh, yeah. But have you ever had that happen where like all of a sudden you think about something and you literally start laughing?
In your dream?
Oh, it's in real life.
Oh, that used to happen in school so many times. Like, I would think back to something that was so funny at the time and start laughing. And try not to laugh because people might think I'm just weird.
Oh.
If I'm laughing randomly.
Why is kids laughing always a horror movie thing?
No, yeah. Like, if we're being honest, just kids in general are scarier than adults in horror movies.
Oh, I just realized, I for sure believe this whole kid ghost thing because, yeah, why is it that, like, everyone's creeped out by kids? Like, whenever there's... go on your phone, type in scary music sound effects. I don't know why.
It's so
funny that we know this because we've typed that in before. But like on Apple Music, if you want to have like Halloween sound effects, then you'll hear kids' toys playing like...
And then a kid laughing.
And you'll hear kids playing on a playground like, ha ha, woo. It's like, just creepy.
I know. They just make it all scary. My end thought about it is that it's completely true. Most of the stories are 100%
I do know in a previous episode we did really deep dive into it, and like there is an actual university that's looking into it.
I remember that. That was so many episodes ago.
Haven't
yeah.
released anything, but yeah.
Yeah, because I just think that kids like are more open-minded and like more connected to the realm.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
But I know there's this thing where you can like get hypnotized and learn about your past lives, but my whole thing is like, what if you're just making it up, you know? Because if I'm in a room on a couch hypnotized and someone starts saying, what happened before this? I'd probably just, you know, say like, just make up stuff, right?
I don't know because you're hypnotized. So maybe.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of Erica Jane, one of the Beverly Hills Housewives. Remember how she said, I lived in a ship.
Oh, okay. I have something about that. So I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Erica Jane said that.
Yeah.
And then like randomly after watching that episode, I thought more about past lives. And I think I believe in past lives because certain things like make you different than others, and you're so scared of it, but you don't know why. Or like you have anxiety about something that like not many people have anxiety about. And what if it's because like a past life?
Oh my God.
You were so like something happened and it wasn't from, I don't know, but it obviously.
When I did my psychic twin video, I'm trying to think of what they said my past lives were.
But then at the same time, when I hear people talk about it so many times, I just think, oh, it's all fake, but it's cool that like,
yeah,
it's a thing. But if past lives are real, it just means that we get reincarnated over and over.
I guess.
It's kind of boring, but I guess that's just life.
What if it actually came out as a complete fact that, yeah, I just keep getting born over and over? I feel like that isn't a thing, because I feel like you progress to different things, you know?
What if they said you just keep getting born over and over on Earth? Then, okay, because if they somehow concluded that you get born over and over, but it can be in different, like, different dimensions.
It's basically
like,
just like starting a new game of The Sims then.
I guess it would be cool if we did know that, because I just start planning my next life right now. I'd be like, okay, but I'm like
not
eight.
Even in the moment of this life. That's so funny. Every single new life, you're thinking about the next life.
Yeah, like, okay,
you're not even treating this life as normal, because you're like, oh, I'm just going to chill for this life, but like maybe in two lives from now, I'll like really try.
Oh yeah, I'd be like, I'm actually going to like do everything. That's so funny.
All right, well.
I really have to take a piss.
So should we end this?
I feel like
how
this
come
is
these
the
always
time.
End with us, one of us desperately having to piss?
I think we're just, I've noticed that like I have to go, like sometimes I don't even drink that much water and I have to go pee all the time.
Maybe your bladder is just like a little pebble.
Yeah, just a tight, small bladder.
Tight bladder. Well, thank you guys for listening. Give this a good old rating. Have a great day.
Yeah, enjoy the sun or the snow or the rain.
Bye.
Bye, see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.